Hi, this is Dan Sumner, back again, having another informal chat with John Thornhill.
And a nice cup of tea.
No. Right, I think I mentioned in the last audio that we're going to move on to resale rights. The advantages and disadvantages of resale rights, rather. John, can you give me some pros and cons on non-resale?
Basically, a lot of people actually don't like making their products resellable. There's a lot of sellers on eBay actually making very, very good incomes from selling their own ebook with non-resale rights. Basically means only they are selling it.
I remember, I'll just stop you there. Yeah. I remember, I think it was late 2005, some guy wrote a gambling ebook.
Mm-hmm.
Can you remember? He was selling it for around £25 a pop.
Right, about $50, yeah.
Making an absolute fortune.
There's a lot of this people still do. If you go on eBay, there's a lot of horse racing tips, football, gambling tips. There's also a lot of make money on eBay ebooks.
Mm.
And the reason they don't grant resale rights is because it holds a price. I mean, if you sell an ebook for, say, $49, you grant resale rights, a week later it's going to be on eBay for 99 cents.
Yes, or even 1p.
But a lot of people don't even realise why people grant resale rights in the first place. The whole point of me letting you sell my ebook is so you will ultimately promote my products, and it's all about the back end.
We'll talk about resale rights in a moment, I'm trying to stay on non-resale for a moment. I mean, if you take into account ClickBank, for example, every ebook on ClickBank is a non-resale right product.
Yes, most.
99%. And why? Because A, they're high priced.
Yes.
B, they contain a lot of information.
Yes.
And a lot of sort of affiliate links and back end products towards people's own products.
Yes.
Sorry about that.
But what you've got to think, right, is the way I look at it is, do you want, if you can make a lot of money on the front end, that's what non-resale rights is all about, the front end.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it. Resale rights is all about the back end.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely. Makes
sense. So if you're confident in what you do and you can create an ebook that you, even if you can sell it for $10 a shot, $10 a time, you're confident that you can sell a lot. If you can sell 3, 4, 5 copies a day, don't grant resale rights.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Because that'll make you a lot of money on the front end. But if you can only sell 1 or 2 products a day, or 2 or 3 products a week, you're struggling to sell it, allow others to resell it, but make sure inside there's plenty of links back to your websites,
mm-hmm.
your products. And then other people will help you generate a back-end income.
Do you think resale rights, ebooks on eBay is dying?
No.
Because of the brander?
Because of the brander?
Yeah, because of the brandable ebook.
I don't know what you mean.
I mean, it's a brandable ebook. You can add your own links, but a standard resale rights ebook, for example, the very first Pro Seller Challenge.
Right. Yes.
That was standard resale, make money off your 197 ebook, blah, blah, blah. And nothing on the back end.
I still think there's a lot of people who sell ebooks on eBay and they still don't understand about the back end.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. In fact, I know there's ebooks I've still got that can't be branded.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go on eBay and you'll find 50 people selling them.
Yeah, I think now the majority of ebooks are actually resale rights, non-brandables.
Yeah.
Which people are selling on and selling on and selling on. Just to sort of get an idea of how to resell ebooks on eBay.
What you have to remember, right, is I would estimate 95% of every single person selling an ebook on eBay is doing it completely wrong. I would say completely wrong. They'll be selling an ebook, and all they're trying to do is make money from the ebook.
That's it. Well, I mean,
but then they get the fees at the end of the month. They'll get the fees, and they'll say, "I can't make any money doing this. This is pathetic. I can't do it."
Stop.
And they stop because they're not thinking about. Yeah. What we've discussed before, the bind.
I think you've just answered a question which I got yesterday from an email. I mean, I'm going off on a small tangent here, but I'll get back. But I think this is an important point. The guy in the email said, how can I compete with guys selling ebooks at 1p for resale rights? And so it's exactly the same point as what you've just said. These guys are trying to sell their ebooks and they haven't got a clue really what to do with them. They're just putting ebooks on eBay and saying, right, okay, let's go, let's see what happens. And you'll probably find that, like you said, 95% of these people will fail within the first month.
Yes, or the first few months anyway. What you have to remember as well, if you say, how can you compete with the 1p ebook sellers?
Yeah.
Let the 1p ebook sellers sell your ebook. That's basically take advantage of the situation.
Yeah.
If you go and search for Power Seller Challenge on eBay and then go do a lowest price search, you'll probably see people selling my ebook for 1p. I don't care. At the end of the day, every sale they make,
the back end sale comes to you, doesn't it?
It's all linking back to me. I don't care how much it sells for. I want my ebook in front of as many people's computer screens as possible.
Yeah.
I don't care how it happens.
But now you've put that on the brandable route, haven't you? So the guys who do actually sell it for 1p have a chance of making $43.50?
$97 product, 50% commission. So
48.50
through ClickBank. But there's a lot of links in there are branded. And it's not just like in your face branded, it's subtle.
Yeah.
So, I know there's a lot of people who are probably selling just that ebook is covering the eBay fees for everything else they do. So.
Well, I know, I sell it quite a lot in ePower Seller Diaries, and I know for a fact it used to get me two, three commission sales a month, four commission sales a month, which more than made up for my eBay fees and most other fees.
I mean, what you have to think there is, say you've just said you got 3 or 4 commission sales a month from my ebook. Multiply that by 100, and what would you have been earning? I mean, there's nothing saying you can't find 100 ebooks that you can brand, or 100 ebooks of your own, or 100 private label ebooks you can create. I mean, if you set yourself a target of, say, creating one new product a week, anyone can do that. I don't care if you can't write or not, you can do that.
Wait, we talked about private label in the last one, didn't we?
I mean, if you can it's all about as well. It's not just writing your own ebooks. It's also keep writing your own ebooks. Yep. Keep creating new products.
You get guys every day on the email. What do I write about? What do I write about? What do I write about? Just write something that you know.
I mean, it doesn't have to. A lot of people are advised. They'll say go to Overture and do a search, make sure there's a profit in the subject and all that. Well, initially, I mean, that's probably good advice, but initially I would say just do something. Get an ebook out there and then you'll learn as you go along, you'll learn
how to
make your next product better, like you were saying before, but continuous improvement.
Yes.
Every ebook I try to create, I try to make it better than my last one.
Well, you do see a change in your own writing style, your own ebooks. I mean, I can't even remember what my first ebook was an ebook on gambling, I think it was.
Yeah.
And I looked at that, I think it was about 6 months ago, and I was like, wow, did I really write that? things do change. And
yeah,
I mean, to the new guys out there, I would actually say, just persevere. I mean, don't try to make the perfect product on your first product, because you won't. Simple as that. And if it...
Well, you might.
Well...
You might.
Okay, maybe you might, but...
What you've got to remember is as well, I mean, I'll give you an example. There's a lot of people, I mean, my NightingalePowerSeller.com, that's my flagship product. Inside there, I've got a members-only forum. Now, you'll get someone come along who can't write. Someone might offer their writing services. Then you'll get someone come along who can't create an ebook cover. Someone will help them create an ebook cover. Everybody works together, and I've actually seen people go from not knowing a thing to having a fully up-and-running product within, say, 2 or 3 weeks, and I'm talking fully up and running. I'm even talking on ClickBank as well, selling for like $27,
$37.
Yeah. So there's always the resources on the internet as well. I'm not just saying you have to be a member of my website. I mean, if you can't write, or if you can't do this, you don't know how to do something to create an ebook, you can always go to forums and find out.
Oh,
there's
easy.
The biggest excuse you see is, I can't do
yes,
it.
Yes, I don't know how to do it.
That is not an excuse, as far as I'm concerned.
You can also couple that with another problem that people have is, I can't do it and I can't afford it. It's never that expensive to get an ebook cover done for you. Because if you think about it in sort of ways of time, you can get your ebook cover done for you in a couple of days. Trying to do it yourself would take you 2 months. And what is the value of your lost time? Is the value of your lost time $20?
Mm-hmm.
Then if it isn't, then you should just pay it for the ebook and write your ebook, get your graphics done, just get everything done for you. Then by the time all that's done, something that took you 6 months to do, you can have it done in a week.
That's right.
And once that's done, you can get it out there, get a sale on it, ask for JV partners. Then you're gonna make money back. You're gonna make a profit, and the money you've outsourced is gonna come back in tenfold.
Definitely,
within the space of 2 months. So there's nothing wrong with spending a little to make a little more.
Mm-hmm. If you've got a good product as well, I mean, it's all about, like I was talking about before, momentum. I think I'm in a position now where I can outsource a lot of stuff because I know.
Yeah.
Once I put it in the market, it'll make me money back. But in the early days, you can't do that. But that's when you need to go to the right places. You can ask for help or exchange
services.
Skills. Because everybody's good at something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I totally agree.
I mean, I could get someone. I can't. To tell you the truth, my spelling and my grammar is terrible. And I've got.
Isn't it all, though?
I mean, if this is not a bit of inspiration for you, my spelling and grammar has to be used. I have to put everything through my partner Tanya to proofread. And it's terrible. Some of the words I spell wrong. It's terrible. So, but I'm a best. I've wrote many, many ebooks.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I've got a newsletter that I write. I've got a blog that I write. I'm actually getting paid to write.
Mm-hmm.
And my writing's terrible. So, there you go.
Well, I used to write privately, didn't I, years ago?
Yeah, so, I mean, that's it. I mean, I can do it. If I can do it, anyone can do it.
Yeah, well, that's it.
I flunked English at school, so, you know what I mean? And I'm writing, now I'm getting paid to write. So, there you go.
I'm going to get someone to scrutinise all your ebooks
now.
Yeah,
right, I have to, yeah. Everything I do has to be scrutinised. Uh-huh. Even before
I
send an email out. I mean,
there's nothing worse, I think, than spotting some horrendous grammar in an ebook. I mean, I'm not one to talk, and I don't, neither is John, but you do learn from your mistakes, and your mistakes are, if you do have bad grammar, or obviously bad grammar, but not great, or if you do have a problem with your writing ability, get somebody to look at your ebook for you, or ask somebody, do an exchange like we just talked about before, read my ebook and I'll do this for you, or just ensure everything reads and flows correctly and your spelling's all right, because there's nothing worse than you getting an email the day after you've launched and somebody saying, well, I spotted this in your ebook.
Mm-hmm.
What's this? This is a problem. You don't write like this. You write it like that.
Mm-hmm.
So just double check, triple check.
Get people to proofread for you.
Yeah.
Get someone to proofread. It'll be also, this is a good tip. Get someone to proofread. It'll be honest and give you an honest answer. When they read it, you don't want them saying, oh, yes, that's fine, when it might not be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you want someone who a good friend who can be honest with you and tell you what they think.
Yes.
Definitely.
I mean, as you grow in ebook internet marketing business, you do tend to make a lot of friends, and
mm-hmm.
you will find guys who will help you or do things for you, and just building up relationships. That is what it's all about. Get on the forums. Don't be scared to post.
Definitely.
I mean, there's guys on there who, I mean, I know now from the USA, Canada, Australia, and you build up bonds and relationships, and things do come your way free as well in the end. You know, it's like, oh, can you do this for me? Yeah, yeah, or I'll promote this for you. Oh, yeah, okay, I'll do this for you. Just build up relationships. I mean, this is an excellent tip for you to sort of get your products out there and get things done quickly, but also just make some good friends on the net.
Forums, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to go on a forum and ask for help. If you don't ask for help, you'll not get the help you want. If you just sit there and look, I mean, I must admit, I'm more of a lurker. I mean, places like the Warrior Forum.
You're more of a reader than a poster.
I prefer to just read. But if I needed help with something, I wouldn't be afraid to ask.
Mm.
And that's how you build relationships.
Well, that's what the moderators are for. They try to help you as best they can.
Yeah.
We sort of went off on one there, didn't we?
It's informal, so.
Right. You've got your resale rights ebook, yeah. How would you, I think, give you the best tips to make your ebook go viral?
Right.
This is very, very, very important, because if your ebook is not going viral, which you want it to, then you're not going to get traffic.
Yes.
And traffic is important, because traffic equals newsletter signups.
Yes.
And back-end sales. So how would you make your ebooks go viral?
Right. The most important thing you need to do When you create an ebook with resale rights, is include a sales page. If you don't give me a sales page with your ebook, I won't sell it.
Yeah.
I haven't got time to sit and write a sales page. I would rather just copy your sales page, open it up in my HTML editor, maybe change a few words here and there, but basically I don't want to be spending all day creating a sales page. And I know 99% of other people feel exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
So the number one thing you need to do is create a sales page and include it with your ebook. Okay, I get many ebooks from subscribers because I distribute them through my newsletter, and I must admit 90% don't have a sales page, and I know for a fact they're not going to succeed with them products.
So I've just jumping in there. I've just looking at something on the internet there, and it is actually John's newsletter at www.plantsmsnewsletter.com, and the first subtitle in it is called Don't Blow It.
The September issue, yeah. September 2007.
Yes, the September version. It's still currently available, but probably mightn't be.
Be in the archive, yeah.
If you want it, you can find it in the archive. But it is actually talk about GV partners and what you need to include in your ebook to actually make somebody resell it. I mean, we'll talk about GV partners a little later, but this is just sort of expanding on what John's just said is... Add your sales letter, add a sales email,
everything.
You can go so far as to create your sales page and actually host the graphics on your own web space. So all guys need to do is just copy the HTML code into Turbo Lister, submit it, and check out your auction, and it's there, the graphics are there, the ebook covers are there, the templates are there, everything's there. The easier you make someone to sell your ebook, the easier it is, people will sell it.
That's what it's all about. I mean, like I've said just there, if you give me your ebook and it's got no sales page, I won't sell it. Now, maybe I could have had a blog and I would want a little cover for my blog. Maybe I would want a little cover for my newsletter. Try and include as many different graphics as you possibly can. Everything, if you've ordered graphics, put every single graphic that you've got to do with that product in a folder. Just call it graphics. Because someone will say, I need a banner to promote this product. Or I need an ebook cover. Or I need a little side banner or something like that. If you give them, it's all about giving you the people you want to resell as many tools as they possibly can. So it's about making it easy, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. Simple, I mean, there's nothing worse than someone sending you an email or contacting you in some way and saying, have you got a banner on your site? And no.
Well, I was as guilty of
that. We all are.
But every product you see me now, if every new product you see me bring out, if it's got resale rights, you will see a sales page, you will see multiple graphics, multiple ebook covers, you will see email copy. I mean, at the end of the day, it's not just about eBay as well. Someone might send an email out to the list. They don't might want to type an email out. I'm lazy like that. I'd rather have an email out and just copy and paste, edit to my personal.
Put your own spin on again.
And then hit send. I don't want to be sitting writing a sales email.
Yep, that's right. Also, when you're writing your ebook, outsource all these things.
Yeah, of course.
Again, I mean, outsource the graphics and they're ready. They're there for you.
Yeah. A lot of my copies outsourced now. I'm not the world's best copywriter. I mean, I outsource a lot of my graphic. I outsource all my graphics, nearly all my copy, and some of my email copy I outsource as well.
Just not your ideas.
Just not my ideas. Yeah, I try to keep them to myself.
Well, you try to make your own products, which do work though. I mean, it's like you mentioned before, you do find yourself being better at one thing than another.
Yeah, of course.
But that's it. That's not the only way, adding your sales copy and graphics and stuff to make your ebook go viral, but that is the most important.
I'm going to stress that again. Make sure that you include your sales page.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think in the folders that I've got for my resale ebooks, there is an actual reseller package.
Yes.
It's a folder inside, and I call it the reseller package. So when you open it up, there's the sales letter there, the graphics there, everything you need to put that ebook on eBay. And I must admit, I couldn't physically tell you how many people are actually selling the ebooks that I've actually written or placed on eBay. But I mean, I know for a fact it's working because when my account was suspended, I'm still getting sign-ups through my newsletter account, which is from my download pages and from the links in my ebook. So it is working. And you will find if you do this, you will be able to achieve the same things as what we've done. Is there any other ways to get your ebooks more viral?
Personally, wait. If you allow people to brand links, that's another important thing. If you're going to buy an ebook from me, and then if I turn around and say, distribute this ebook, and I would pay you an affiliate commission. Or if you had another ebook where you didn't get paid an affiliate commission, which one would you sell?
Obviously, the one with the commission.
So that is another way. I mean, most of my every single reseller writes ebook I bring out now new can be branded. The perfect example is 90 Day Power Seller Challenge. That ebook, if you haven't read that ebook, you should have, because it's probably my best ever. But if you buy that ebook from anyone on eBay, you'll look and you'll see that a lot of the links inside can be branded. So
I completely agree with that.
It's all about giving the reseller the incentive to sell. What's in it for me? That's what you've got. Everyone thinks, when I do this, what's in it for me?
Yeah.
So if you can allow links to be branded to earn an affiliate commission on the back end, more people will sell it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, that was a lot. That's took up some time. I think we'll have another break there. I'll try to keep these down to 20 minutes each, and then we'll move on to some eBay selling tools next, and maybe talk about titles and getting guys to buy, and also why did eBay remove my listing?
Because a lot of people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. Anyway, so goodbye for now.